Hello again, Hixonia.
Hello, Darren. Good to see you again.
It's very good to see you again. All right, let's do one more. You know what I want to know about today?
Mm-hmm.
A lot of people have difficulty with me saying I'm a feminist,
right?
Because I'm a man.
Yes.
But I am a feminist. Yes. I'm the father of a female who I want to empower.
Uh-huh.
And one of the challenges that I've seen is the inability of corporates to retain their female talent.
Right, right.
How do we fix that?
Let me sketch the background first as to how that happens. Generally, corporates have no problem recruiting female talent,
mm-hmm.
and excellent talent at that. They have no problem retaining them for 5 to 6 years. The challenge happens when the women get to about 30, 32.
Mm-hmm.
The reason being that most people at that point are thinking, okay, there's more to life than just my professional life. I want to settle down. I want to get married. I want to have children.
Mm-hmm.
And therein lies the challenge.
Mm-hmm.
But from a corporate's point of view, it is one of the most critical periods to be losing that talent.
Yes.
Because you got them at age 23 when, yep. they came out of university. You've invested 7 years.
Yeah.
And anyone who's been in a corporate or any work environment for 7 years has garnered a lot of experience.
Invaluable.
They have learned a lot of things. You cannot afford to lose them.
I always think to myself, this dichotomy or this indictment.
Right.
It's one of the biggest losses to, you know, investing in talent.
To a work environment,
yeah.
because women make up more than 50%.
Sure.
of the working adult population. So you can imagine when you start to lose those, what you're losing.
Mm.
Not only are you using the diversity that you can harness actually to grow the company, but it's wasted. It's money down the drain
because
you've spent money training them for 7 years. Now, there's nothing anyone can do when someone decides that they want to get married and they want to have children.
Yeah.
It is their right.
Yeah.
It is the rite of passage as well.
Mm-hmm.
But how do companies, what should they be doing to retain them? Now, most of those women have no plan or no desire to leave because they enjoy the work environment.
Yeah.
They enjoy their independence and freedom and being able to have their own financial resources. But it's just, it's the two things sitting side by side, one of having a family and getting, or even just a husband, and one of, you know, finishing work at 7 o'clock or 8 o'clock or 9 o'clock.
Mm.
So it really is up to corporates to come up with strategies for how they keep, they retain the senior talent. Some of the things that the more advanced companies are doing is investing in technology to enable them to retain the women. Those things allow women to be able to balance their work-life situation. They are also investing in finding or studying jobs that can be shared. So if a job could be shared, pretty much as you do here, that you finish at 9 o'clock and, you know, Damon comes in,
okay.
and then Jane comes in,
yes.
and that kind of thing. Sharing the same job, but they have studied and looked for jobs that can be shared, because not every job can be shared.
Yeah.
But there are quite a few that can be shared. And companies have spent the time to look at all the key responsibilities in the company, particularly those that have women, and say, how can these jobs be shared?
Mm-hmm.
So we need to find people who are emotionally intelligent to be able to trust the people that work for them. And we also need people who are trustworthy, because there are people who also take advantage of agile working conditions. It's like, I'm now allowed to work from home, and so, you know, I'll nap.
It's human nature.
So it is human nature, and so there needs to be responsibility on both sides. So
there's so many things we haven't even touched on. I when we started this process, I thought to myself, we're not going to be able to do one of these a week for 3 months.
Yes.
There's not enough data to cover. Now that we've done this for a few months, I'm like, wait, we've just scratched the surface. We haven't even covered the fourth industrial revolution.
Yeah, we haven't. And there's just so much more.
We'll have to get you back.
We will have to get me back.
There's no one else. We'll have to get you back, Hixonia.
Thank you, Darren.